Well, we are really looking forward to it. The Wall of Honor really is intended to recognize, you know, outstanding contributions and service to our athletic programs, right? Exemplary service. And it's specifically targeted towards those that serve in a support or a leadership role. So coaches, officials, event staff, secretaries, administrators, volunteers, that group. Kind of the, oftentimes the unsung people that really make things happen, but don't necessarily have a spot front and center. So it's something that we started 6 years ago, just as an administrative team, and we didn't want it to be necessarily, you know, committee nominations. We just wanted to kind of take it every couple of years and recognize good people, you know. So we got a little bit interrupted with COVID and some other things, so we're a couple of years behind. So we started with an initial class of four. This time around, we're going to honor eight people, and it's going to be a really cool thing. Halftime of the girls' basketball game, we'll bring those eight people down, read a bio, show off a plaque, and just celebrate all their contributions.
So if you can, just tell us a little bit about the eight nominees, or the eight honorees, I guess is the better word, and maybe talk about why they're being honored, or just kind of go into what the decision process was into getting them being on the Wall of Honor.
Yeah, well, I would say we're fortunate here when you look at a proud and rich, you know, education-based athletic tradition. Throughout our school programs, we have quite a long list, and so while we're honoring eight people this Friday, there's easily three times as many that we could. And so, you know, one of the challenging things anytime that you recognize a person or a group is that people will quickly wonder, well, what about this person or what about that person? And just trust me, we've got a plan to continue to integrate a lot of additional people and groups. But this particular group, I can run through the names real briefly. I mean, I think when you hear the names, people will think of just, you know, certainly pillars of our programs. But Dick Craig is one, you know, active in our youth HYAA baseball and softball programs, an unparalleled contributor at the high school for over 30 years as a statistician, public address announcer. He also served on your radio station for over 20 years with a variety of sports, but we're talking, you know, football, soccer, basketball, softball, baseball, everything. So Dick's fantastic. John DeWall will be recognized. John started coaching in 1982 and then retired last year. So he pioneered the girls' soccer program in 1980. He coached an amazing 40 years as our head Nordic ski coach, 25 years as head cross country coach, 37 years as an assistant coach in track. So, you know, over 100 different seasons, and he's coached dozens of conference and section championship teams, also two state high school state championship teams in Nordic ski, plus some individual state champs, and just an incredible tenure for over 40 years from John. Mr. Terry Hartman will be recognized as well. Terry, for over 40 years, was a teacher and a coach here in our district, coached a variety of levels and roles in six different sports: football, basketball, Nordic ski, track and field, and boys hockey and girls hockey. He actually, on the ice, co-led the first ever girls hockey team in school history. He's also served as our equipment manager for over 30 years, providing just invaluable service to all of our sports, and also has a role as a track and field clerk. So Terry's fantastic. We'll also recognize Jackie Kranz, who has been our athletic secretary specifically at the high school since 1997. So incredible tenure for almost 30 years is certainly one of the longest tenured but most distinguished athletic secretaries really in the state high school league, as well as our conference and local area. You know, she's guided our sports programs in three different conferences: St. Paul Suburban, Suburban East, Metro East. And the people that she's worked directly alongside, Don Miller, Tom Johnson, and Trent Hansen, have all been named either region or state AD of the year. And during her tenure, we're looking at five team state championships, 17 individual state championships, and just countless conference championships. So invaluable contributor. As we keep going, Bob Majeski, longtime teacher and coach in the Hastings School District at all three levels, started at the elementary, worked at the middle school, and finished with a long tenure of teaching and assistant principal work at the high school, and retired in 2015, but his 37 years of service to the school district was in a variety of roles. Athletics in particular, coached multiple sports for almost three decades, including basketball, baseball, softball, and football. He's most known, of course, for his 22 years as head football coach, had a record of 175-65, winning nine conference titles, six section titles, twice were Class 5A big school runner-up, and of course there were 2001 State High School Class 5A state champions. Bob's been inducted in the Minnesota Football Coaches Hall of Fame, and again, has contributed in just a wide variety of ways for us. We also have Greg Sandkamp, whose coaching career began in 1982 as the head track and field coach at the high school on the girls' side, in his position he's held for an incredible 40 years until his retirement last year. He started teaching elementary school in Fayette at Kennedy Elementary in 1986. And so, again, over 100 different seasons coached by Greg in six different sports at multiple levels, including wrestling, football, soccer, volleyball, cross country, and Nordic ski. So incredible competitive successes along that time, many state entrance place winners, all conference and all state athletes, and countless school records. Greg's probably just most known for just the great relationships he developed and the great values of service that he provided to our kids. And then finally, Al and Sandy Storley, we're going to recognize them as a duo, kind of a famous Hastings Athletics couple that we're proud to have integrated in a couple different ways. But they were involved for a long time in our Hastings basketball booster group in the community as their own daughter started to play and helped kind of build that into what it is today. They've also volunteered as youth coaches in softball, basketball, running concessions, and constant roles like that. Specifically at the high school, Al has been a state high school league official for over 20 years, and he can be found officiating games of all ages, including all of our ninth grade and C boys and girls basketball games and many other levels here at the high school. Al's got an EMS background, so he's also served as our athletic trainer at many events, and he operates the scoreboard and official book for many of the boys and girls high school basketball games, usually with one of his daughters. He also has taken tickets at Todd Field, and he's held all those roles for 20 years. Sandy, in particular, almost 30 years of admissions work in many athletic events across all three seasons, so volleyball, football, lacrosse, wrestling, track, gymnastics, swimming, basketball. I mean, if you name it, she's been at the door, so she might be one of the most famous, you know, faces that we have at our athletic events. But when you stop for a second and think about that group of eight, I mean, holy smokes, what a distinguished group, thousands of seasons and hours, and they're just fantastic. So
I also wanted to ask you, we actually never talked about this, but back in October you mentioned you won the Region AD of the Year award. Talk to us a little bit about that award.
Yeah, for sure. So it was part of it's awarded in the spring of 2022, so technically a 21-22, but then you get some fall recognition at the region level, so it kind of overlaps a year. But it's anytime that you have an opportunity to be recognized by your peers, I think those are, you know, the honors that they really mean the most. And so how that works is there's 16 different schools that are part of Region 1AA, and each year they have an opportunity to nominate and then vote on the person they believe is most deserving of that individual recognition. And last year, that was me. So it was a pleasant surprise, pretty cool. It's like anyone, you don't do it for, you know, the awards or the honors, but if and when they do come, it sure is humbling. And it's also kind of a cool chance to step back and recognize all the influences that you've had, right? Anytime you have a chance to hold one of those awards, you certainly are representing all the different people that have poured into you, and I've been blessed by a lot of great mentorship and awesome colleagues and a really, really supportive family that allows me to do it. So it's cool on behalf of the school district to be recognized as someone who's doing a good job.